Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
But look, it's that time of the year where we're dusting down the barbecues, inviting friends and family over. We know what meat goes to the barbecue, but what are the best sides to serve with it? To tell us a little bit more, we're joined by Lorraine Fitzmaurice of Blazing Salads. Good afternoon to you, Lorraine.
Good afternoon. Nice talking to you.
Listen, so we're getting ready for the barbecue and kind of the meat can kind of be, most people can get their heads around, but how important are the sides? Do we really need them, or is it just all about the protein and whatever veg you're having?
No, I think if you produce some really nice sides, it's going to really complete your event, and everybody will be very impressed. But the secret is to keep it simple. Don't go too overboard with your sides. If you keep those simple, they'll really complement the meat then, and you just need to concentrate on the meat.
Because barbecues are busy. Is making sides a lot of extra work for the host?
No, like you can start off really simply, first of all, by just grilling vegetables. So if you just grill some vegetables and then you can drizzle them with some herb butters or put some nice sliced halloumi on top, that, you know, anyone who's even a vegetarian or a meat eater, they will complement the meat very well. And then you can get a little bit more ambitious then with different salads, or you could get, you know, barbecue corn in the husk. But if you really want to simplify things, just grilling vegetables on the barbecue, everybody really likes it. They really enjoy it.
And how many sides do you kind of typically need? Can you go, are you at risk of going overboard with it?
Oh, absolutely. Because we would get people even calling us to order salads, and they think, you know, for a party maybe of 10 people, they might need four, five, six salads. No, you don't. Keep it. If you've got, I'd say two salads, and then the rest would be grilled vegetables. And things like, you know, like that, if you do the corn, that's going to suit the children. If you do things like a dessert, then put on the barbecue, that would be good as well. So that'll all incorporate, that would be enough, if you were going to have a barbecue.
Talk us through the top three that you would pick.
Okay, top three salads. Well, my top salad anyway is always a slaw. It appeals to people who are meat eaters, and then anybody who's vegan or vegetarian also enjoy them. And then a Greek style salad always goes down a treat. I mean, everybody loves that, especially with the summer, with the tomatoes coming into their own. And then the next one would be a caprese, which a lot of people, if they've traveled to Italy or Greece, will understand that that's mozzarella and sliced tomato. And each of those can be prepared, you know, in advance. And then on the day, you just have to grill some vegetables and drizzle with olive oil and say basil pesto or something like that.
I have an irrational fear of coleslaw, but what is so good about it, or what could you do to make it different, to make it more sort of appealing? Do you have a secret mix?
Oh, yes, there is. You know, because we make our slaw, we call it actually Szechuan slaw. So for people who like a bit of heat, we put some dried chili flakes in, but you can omit those. But it's white or a mix of white and red cabbage. And you've got the carrots that goes in, and then scallions. But it's lovely to chop up radishes. They go really well. And then if you add toasted peanuts, roughly chopped, they add another level. But then the dressing that we would put on would be like apple cider vinegar with toasted sesame oil, and then sweetened with just a little bit of maple syrup or honey and some sea salt. That's your dressing. And then some fresh coriander. And then that would be for people who don't want to be all mayo based. But if you just add a small amount of either vegan mayo or everyday mayo, that'll take it to the next. And it's with just the toasted sesame oil and all, and the peanuts coming through with the white cabbage, it just adds a totally different level to slaw.
That actually makes it sound much, much more appealing for someone like me. In terms of the Greek style salad, sometimes I think that I love it, but sometimes if you get the mix wrong, it doesn't feel right.
Absolutely. I have a friend who lives in Greece, and when I went to visit her, there is the Greeks only have a particular way of making Greek salad. And it's, you know, tomatoes, celery, cucumbers, red onion, they're the veg. And then you put in your black olives, they're pitted, of course, but only with dried oregano. Some people think then they've to put mint in. Yeah, that's what my friend said to me. She said, you know, people think fresh mint goes into Greek salad. It doesn't. Dried oregano, some sea salt, and then red wine vinegar is the vinegar, and then some olive oil. And that's That's your Greek salad.
Why not the mint? I always throw that in.
They just have the. They don't know how that came about, but I think it's just maybe Irish people came back, thought, oh, mint would be like nice in this. But if you go to Greece, no, they just think it's a big no-no. And not even fresh oregano. Dried oregano they like sprinkled over the top. And then, of course, you can either put a lovely big piece of feta cheese. And lately as well, feta cheese that you can buy now vegan style, it's as good. It tastes just like regular. So you could appeal to everybody at your barbecue.
You've got a Greek salad hack of taking the seeds out of cucumber. Why is that?
Absolutely. If you keep the seeds in, but the end result, because a lot of juice is going to come out of the tomato, and then you're adding some red wine vinegar. So the secret is, if you take the seeds out of the cucumber, it just reduces the amount of liquid. You'd be surprised the amount of liquid that comes out of cucumber. You know, if you chop even cucumber, even an hour before your party, it produces so much liquid. So what you do is, I take off some of the skin, and so that it's not as hard, and then you cut your cucumber lengthwise. And then with a teaspoon, you just run it lightly down the seeds, down through the centre of the cucumber. And it just comes out so easily. And then slice up the cucumber and put it into your salad.
My barbecue shame is that I have occasionally, if I'm under pressure, have gone to my favourite deli and put it in a Tupperware box for the shame of not arriving with a side. But if you're short, I presume that's a no-no. But if you're short in time, or you maybe don't feel you have the ingredients, are there any sort of quick sides that you can prepare to bring along?
Yeah. So a caprese is always very good. So that's just sliced up tomato, sliced up mozzarella. Now, some people lately have heard them saying, oh, but we like burrata on our caprese, but it doesn't work because that's too liquidy. So you need to just use the regular fresh mozzarella. And then all you have to do is tear up some basil leaves on top, a little bit of sea salt, drizzle with a little bit of balsamic and olive oil. And it looks so pretty and so effective, and everybody will love it. But it's so simple to make.
Yeah, your parents were way ahead of the game when it comes to looking at, you know, actually grilling or barbecuing vegetables. They were sort of ahead of the game. But what are the best vegetables to throw on the barbecue?
Yeah, well, in the summer months, it's courgettes, aubergine are great because they hold their own. Red peppers. But believe it or not, recently I've discovered that putting carrots on the barbecue, delicious. But you must parboil them first. You parboil them whole. And then if you slice them lengthwise, you can do that the day before. And then you slice them lengthwise. And when you brush them lightly with oil, which you do with all the vegetables, you just slice the vegetables lengthwise and you brush each side lightly with some olive oil, which you have, you know, a brush and a cup of oil right beside the barbecue. So, you know, you have everything organized. Lightly brush them and they only need 2 minutes on each side and they become lightly charred. And then with your your aubergines and your courgettes, you'd drizzle those with maybe a little basil pesto or a herb butter, which I've given the recipe there, which is a lovely thing to put on your veg.
We'll put them all up on the website for that.
But a particularly lovely thing, which Yota Mottolenghi has made very well known now, using tahini. But we would have always used tahini all the way through my growing up. But on carrots, delicious. So you would just blend a little bit of tahini, lemon juice, which you've mixed with some water in a bowl, and drizzle that over the carrots. And it just takes them to a whole new level. But you haven't done any slaving, or it's a very simple way of making something taste very delicious.
In terms of, you say if you're going to make the sides, get them on the day. Particularly, you mentioned one earlier, particularly that corn and the husk, you probably have to do it on the day.
Oh, yeah. And it's a must. Everyone should try it. It's so impressive. And everybody wants to eat more and more of them. And at the moment as well, corn and the husk is very cheap. Like in my local shop, they're about a euro of corn at the moment. So there's a little bit of prep work you have to do, but not too much. About an hour before, it's a good idea to. So what you have to do is you peel back the husks and then you take out this light little bits of thread like husk inside underneath the husk. So you take all those away, then you put the husk back over the corn and then soak it in water for about an hour before. And you put a deep tray and cover them with water.
And of course the butter. Then, isn't the butter the all important part when it comes to corn?
Yeah, but no, then you bring it to the barbecue and you just shake off the water and keep the husk on and turn the corn until all the husk is blackened. And then when you lift it off, allow it to cool and pull back the husk. And that's when you put on the herb butter. So you've made that in advance. It's you can either use butter or vegan butter. And at room temperature, you mix any herbs that you like yourself. Basil, mint, parsley. You could go down the coriander and lime juice route. You could put chili flakes inside as well if you want. Or zest of lime or zest of lemon is good too. So you blend these together. And then in a piece of greaseproof paper, you bring them together in, you roll them like in a sausage shape. Yeah. And you wrap that up tightly and put it in the fridge. So that's ready. And then you just slice it up and you sit that on top of the corn.
You are tempting me to want to go to a barbecue now this afternoon. Lorraine Fitzmaurice, chef at Blazing Salad. Thank you so, so much.